Jackson Wright and beginning the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Chanwan Wright and beginning the visit with George Mitchell with Faye this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Channel 1 Right, beginning of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Channel 1 Right, beginning of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73.
Come on in here in the kitchen and heal.
I came yesterday, but didn't get to see no one.
We're usually here. It's just.
Well, you out early.
Yes, sir. Pretty good. How you getting on?
How about running? How about let you go out there and running that steer?
That's all right. Yes, sir.
Takes him a cup of coffee.
All right.
Yes, sir. Well, you been doing pretty good.
I tell you what, I haven't been doing too good.
Well. I can say one thing. You ain't the only one, Mr. Miles, either, you know. It look like everybody I see look like be just like him. You know, I have a complaint too all the time. Yes, sir.
I tell you what my trouble is.
Yes.
It costs me too much to do business.
Don't you? Ooh. Yeah, I mean, when I hear somebody say that, you know. It weighed on me too. I have grown a whole, this whole fall, spring from back. I have made a dime, but I'm still trying to hit on it.
Yeah.
Maybe something will give. That's what I'm hoping, yes, sir. And I tell you what I come to talk with y'all about. I come to talk with you because I'm...
I thought you was automobile salesman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would have been in Billy if I could have been in that and been in the foreman business. You better believe that. I wouldn't have had all this hood in them guys.
I saw you rolling up there and I thought, well, Lord have mercy, here comes the automobile.
No, no.
Hey, that's pretty.
I'm a fellow looking to try to find something to keep working on. Yes, sir.
That's a pretty rig you got.
It's a nice rig. What I keep it for, what I got it for my little hip, you know, holding from my hand going back and forth. It's rain,
yeah.
You know, it rains, it be bad. That's the only thing that I have it for.
Well, now that's the right amount of difference from that you had from the first one I seen.
Right, it is. That's true. But that thing now more expensive than them mothers do. It's something all the time.
What did you have, George? You had a little bit of
a little bit of Chevrolet truck. That's
truck
right.
That the top was cut off.
That's right. Yes,
and
sir.
You had benches on it.
That's right. Well, I have benches for that, the same thing. It goes just take them in and out.
Oh, do you?
Yes, sir. It makes it very, very nice. It's so good for the welder, though. That's
now
the best
thing. What sort of truck did you have?
I had a Chevrolet at first, and then I had a Ford. That's right.
Well,
that was the best that I had. That first old Chevrolet.
It wasn't a regular truck.
No, sir. It was just cut on. It had been patched up and fixed up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it was in good shape.
Yes, sir.
It
was really good. That's true. That was the best one I ever had. Better than this one. This one here, it's just a lot of trouble all the time.
That never gave you any trouble, did it?
No, sir. That's right. But this one was sure enough putting a headache on me. Every other week, there's something else wrong with it.
It's something you can't fix.
Right. That's the truth. That ain't no joke. But I tell you what, I come in to try to talk with you about. Would you rent me that cutter in there? I'm trying to find a place to put some watermelon.
Watermelon?
Yes, sir.
What place?
If you would let me have that cut through in there, I'd be glad.
Where's that?
Right out there in front.
Well,
any place I'd like to what I mean, but I'm just out in that part now. I'm looking for somewhere.
You don't have as many choices you used to have, do you?
No, you better believe that. You have to take if somebody let you have, you have to take what's devil let you have. That's the way it goes now, you know. Yes.
You don't want to put watermelons over there in Miss Bess's place.
No, well, another man got hit.
Well, you wouldn't particularly want that for melons, would you?
No, I really wouldn't. That's the truth. Not because watermelon's just been there this last past year.
Yeah.
So you ain't supposed to put watermelon back on a place under three or four years. That's what they always tell me now.
Well, what's wrong with this place? I just think about what your choice you have. Over here, where Coleman lives, over there, Woodard Coleman, over there across the railroad from him, where Bob Baker had melons. What they done with that?
Well, so I learned somebody else got that in charge.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what I learned now. you never know, but you hear somebody else say that. That's a good place, all right. Now, he had one on there a few years back, but it's a nice place over there.
Yeah. It's, and that was new ground when he used it.
Really was. Well, that's true. It's, well, I'm looking for. I'm definitely looking, and I would like mighty well if I could get someone to try to help me locate other places.
Well, the trouble with this is, you see, you got that side of the thing there, and it's a pretty good slope there, and it washes. Now, Freddie had melons up there, and he left there. He left when he left there. It had ruts in it that deep, and I'm the one that had to do something about the ruts.
Well, no. Here's a question. Here's the way I go. If I can get a place, I won't leave them. I'll come back after watermelon. If I get through picking, then I'll cut it again. That's cutting it back down. That don't leave that old heels and all of that.
There's a right smart word.
Yes, sir. I know it's wet. It's wet before you even start with it all right now. That's right. But you're in quest of most of the, what you try to do. You never leave no man laying all on a way won't be can work it nice itself again.
Well, now with that grass on there, you see that holds it. That holds the sides of it.
Yeah.
And if you put melons in there, see all through the summer, that'll kill off your grass mostly.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. That was a big mistake I made, putting it back in. Now, Bill Wynn had melons back yonder in the back, and he made money on them. He made more money in that one melon crop, George, than I made everything I've done since I've been
out. I know what you mean. That's true.
That's when I first New old CS down here.
Sir. That's right.
CS was a pretty good boy then.
He was. That's true.
He's still a pretty good boy. I know, remember they used to take the truckload out over there.
Right. That's true.
And they couldn't do a thing but sit on them. Waiting for the big truck to come pick them up.
That's true. Yes, sir.
And CS, he couldn't stand it. I had that old 56 Chevy.
That's right.
Station wagon.
Yes, sir.
And he got his, that caught his eye. And he couldn't sit over there. He had to come over here and look at that 56 Chevy. I would sell it to him.
That was a good car, though.
That's a good car.
It sure was. Really was a good one. Yes, sir.
That 56, why don't they keep... Wonder why they didn't keep making a good car once they made one like that.
Well, you know the way I sort of feel it, I feel like they wanted people to keep having trouble. And people, they figured people was, you know, weren't going to spend much money. So they put something on the 9-hour way, you know, to make us keep going on, you know, with trouble.
Yeah.
But you really didn't used to, hey, I'm in trouble with them old cars as you do now.
Yeah.
So,
well, now... Do you want that just yourself, or you and who?
Well, I tell you though, what I mean, the way it is, I'm planning on going all the way by myself, Mr. Miles.
Have you got all that much equipment?
Well, I can always rent somebody's equipment. See, that's the way
well, you
it is.
Can.
Yes, sir.
Can you really?
Yeah, you can. That's the truth.
It'd be nice if you could rent somebody's land who had the equipment there for you, wouldn't it?
That is true, but so that's where you got. Yes, sir.
You don't need too much for melons.
You don't have to be worried too much about using tractors too much for the hard. The main thing after you get it fixed up, you know, and maybe cultivate maybe once, twice. Well, you through with that then. You ain't got to be worried about that.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like about watermelon. It's a cheaper crop to grow it in than the other crop. Your expenses is the most of your expenses is your fertilizer and your seeds. That's the biggest part of it.
Yeah. Somebody brought some fertilizer. I heard them talking the other day, and they paid this trip, they paid $79.
Well, fertilizer is really up there now.
10, 10, 10.
Yes, sir. It's so high now. That's true.
What fertilizer you put on melon?
Well, I was gonna try to use the regular fertilizer that we always gently use. We gonna talk with the man, you know. He comes and use the truck, you know. See, when you lay your rows off, see, we come from the plant, you know, and he put it down with the truck. We go with him as best. His best fertilizer that he have for watermelon, that's the way we go with it.
You don't use the high analysis,
that's right.
You don't use that?
No, sir. You come down away from off of that for the cheap part.
You don't use that high analysis for peanuts?
No, that's right. Well, I haven't been using no fertilizer at all for peanuts. I grow some, but I don't use any for peanuts.
Hmm.
I guess a lot of people do, but I never ever used any for peanuts. I don't think it makes too much difference if you just get in the right spot and have the right season, you know.
That's right.
Peanuts are probably could make most anywhere, you know, if you got any kind of season.
Nobody has grown down here has grown sweet potatoes since old Jim Means, has it?
Sure have it now. That's true. That's something I'm going to try to grow another go around. I'm going to change. I think I changed my other crop of growing and see can I, maybe I may be successful trying to grow sweet potatoes.
Well, as long as you got old Coleman here, you couldn't go wrong. Just get him to... Look, check in on you. And, I was aiming this
Yes, sir.
That's a right smart play in that.
It is.
George,
yes, sir.
It ought to grow sweet potatoes.
I'm sure that it would, Mr. Miles. The main thing, what throw you back with a sweet potato, is just the season. If you don't get a crack, well, that's with most anything you grow. If you don't get enough rain, you know, well, then that's the thing what makes a crop don't bear too much.
Yeah.
That's right. But a sweet potato, if it gets any amount of rain along, well, it'll really grow. But other crops, you got to be praying hard all the time, and then you got to be watering hit yourself if it don't rain in time.
Yeah.
But a sweet potato will keep staying there and moving on slowly. But it takes a little rain for it all.
Does it take much?
Well, along cajun it should have rain. You know, you can say, well, about once out of every month, a crop should have, you know, a good rain throughout of every month.
What's it take to dry sweet potatoes? About 3 months?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of that, and they use it. You can grow them at night.
Top of that hill up there, it's just made. It looks to me like about as you don't have any sandy soil up there.
Well, sweet potato make better on clay land than it will most anything else in its other soil.
The sandy land, it dries out so fast.
Right, that's the truth.
Well, now you irrigate too, don't you?
That's right. Every chance I can get where I can get where I can get to where the pump at.
Where you
can
get something to pump?
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, we try to look into that for it. If it don't rain, well, you can always get on out there and go keep the crowd coming on nicely.
This little swamp down here hadn't had any water in it in a long time. You know, we had a little grass rains all summer.
Yes, sir.
But we didn't have a one or two good rains.
That's right. That is true. That's right.
Well, that's not going to help that swamp that much, is it?
Not too much.
No. I remember one rain we had. Just one or two right there together that flooded.
Yes,
but it never did get enough out there to float them old tussocks.
No, that's true. That's right.
If you're going to use water out of that place, you know, somebody ought to get them old tussocks out.
Well, that's true.
Just cleaned out.
That's
and,
right.
You know, they talk about all sorts of ways of doing it. You use that heavy equipment, you don't need any heavy equipment.
No, that's right.
All you need is to go in there and do it just like you're sowing cotton.
That's true.
Just get you a batch of it and pull it out.
Right.
And go back and get another load and pull it out.
That's true. I pump water, well, you know, back over here, well, St. Clair is back there in that back in there.
Yeah.
You know, well, I was foaming back in there, so I had some eggplants back in there. It was real dry over there. Well, I had to, and the land was, you know, was just, really, it just took a lot of water. And I had to pump over there and practice sometimes day and night, you know. But I made a nice eggplant crop over there, but ooh, the market wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
That don't sound right, does it?
No, sir.
As much as people need vegetables now,
right.
And you can't sell it.
That's true.
That
you go to these stores though now, Mr. Miles. You make the stuff, but when you go in the stores there and they get it in them stores there, the price is up on there.
Yeah.
But it's showing you up out here on the phone. You take for an answer. Well, all right. I was picking squash and putting up squash. Well, that run you in a lot of, in a good bit of money. But I get $2 a crate, and time I got through paying for my help and the crate and the paper, they leave me nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. Just got enough money out of every picking to just
pay bills.
And nothing going to be. That's right. That's the way it's been going.
Yeah, that's right.
I really had a nice, I guess you saw them up there side the railroad. They really nice. I made a lot of squash, but no money.
They're beautiful.
Yes, sir. I thought one time I wasn't gonna make any though, but got in there and started warning them, and they come right on.
Well, now where do you get your water there?
Well, it's a well down there.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sir. I pump right out the well.
Will that work?
Yes, sir. It's a 4-inch well down there.
You got 4-inch well?
Yes, sir. Just hook up to it and go pumping right out there.
Is that what you put it there for?
Well, that's what it was put there for the mules for pumping out.
How long has it been there?
Oh, I guess that well been there most of miles. I know at least about 15, 16 years.
Or maybe,
yes, sir. Maybe more than that.
How often?
Yes, sir. It's been long.
I didn't know they watered that much back then.
Yeah, sure. It's been there. It's been better that long. Well, if I could have got that place from the man, I was gonna come out across the lake. I was gonna pump out the lake though.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the easiest way then.
Well, when you can't get the best pump, you know, if you can pump out a well, but you have trouble a lot when you're pumping out a lake, you know, for picking up trash, that stops up your sprinklers, you know, you got to not cleaning them up, but where you can pump right out of well, you don't have no trouble with the sprinklers ever stopping up.
Mm-hmm. I never pumped any, but I'd think you would have that trash would worry you.
It will. It'll give you a lot of trouble for a while.
Well,
you got to stay on the watch for them sprinklers all the time.
Where do you unstop them?
Well, you know, they got those little holes on the end of them. Well, see, the trash will run up there and it'll catch right up at the top part. All you do is have your long piece of wire and kept juggling it until you break it up and it'll jump right out.
Whereabouts are those places?
Right there at the top. Where, you know, where that little sprinkler go around?
Oh, there.
Right there. That's where the trash comes in, right in here. That's what stops it from going round. When you see one that be done stopped and you can just see water just moving. Well, the trash is right there at the top of it.
It don't stop at the pump.
No, it don't stop at the pump. Come right on through to the sprinklers.
Well, that ain't not such a worry. You just have to keep.
You got to keep watching.
You got to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a lot of headache though, but a lot of time if you can and you can clean out a place way back and get you enough stream wire, you know, and keep it right at the bottom where you won't get a lot of trash, but you're gonna get a little bit every now and again with it. I don't care how hard or how you do when you're coming out of the lake, yes.
Yeah. You know, I thought a lot of times about them sweet potatoes old Jim Means used to raise over there on there. Do you ever see him?
Yes, sir. See him practically every day. That's right. He's been helping us down there. He helped him down there at the packing house there, tying up eggplants and helping them down there.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, I lost all my eggplants this time. I had that field first sitting right there where I had some squash that I had that whole field side in eggplants. I went south. Well, a fella said he had some nice, real nice eggplants, although it's supposed to be a different eggplant from what Freddie got up here.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to bear more eggplants, and it's supposed to didn't have a lot of cuds in it.
Yeah.
It's just the eggplant there. Just put out for the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
It hadn't been on the market too long, so he kept on having to go south down there and get some. So I went on south and I got the eggplants and sowed them out. And every one of them had that disease in them. They'll start off pudding, and then you see them just go to Wilson, and then they just die.
Hmm.
Yes, so I lost about, I lost good. Mr. Miles, I lost them $1,000 with that crop. Now, you know that hoodie. Bad, you know that.
You had to buy all them slips.
I had to buy all them plants and then for the and the people setting them out, you know.
Yeah.
And nothing back out of there. That hurts, you know, bad.
I'm telling you. That's it.
But it cost me, well, the plants run up about close to $200, and then plus the hip, then setting them out, well, that took up the rest of it.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit better than $1,000.
Yeah. And then you had to start all over again.
Start all over again.
Fly it over.
Cut it up and then I get it fixed up for squash. Then I plant a squash there.
Yeah.
And then the next go around then. Before I could even get the squash ready for picking, for the horn part, that run up to close to another $1,000. I ain't telling you no joke,
that's
right. Yes, sir. That's just for the horn and the hip, doing all of that runs up to another close to another $1,000. That's what kills you, so is your labor part. If you could just get by, you know, a lot from afternoons and help,
yeah.
Where you could go ahead.
If you could get one or two of them old hands like they used to work.
Right, but you can't get people no more like they used to work, though. You have got a lot of headache on you now. I ain't joking. People don't want to work as it is, and then if you go to try to push them too fast, then they'll quit. You can't yes, sir. They'll quit and won't come back. That's the truth.
Sir. Now you call this cold.
Well, I'd rather for it to don't be too hot. I'm not a...
His sugar is clean if you want to.
I don't know how you get the help, George.
Well, you know, Mr. Miles, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people tell me the same thing. You know, they say, wonder how you can get help, you know, but I never have too much trouble about getting help.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I be on the good side. Well, to practically everybody know me, and I don't be too long of getting some help. I may go out 1 or 2 days and don't have many, but I keep running around overnight and keep talking to people until the next day I have somebody.
Well, now, who is your best help, George? I don't want to, I'm not trying to,
well,
to beat you to them, you understand?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't think you're going to beat me to them if I stay forming. Well, I get around and I get help from Orange Lake back through. I start from Orange Lake and I can work on back through Boatman and get a few out of Iverson. I don't get many out of Iverson. Most of my help I get out of Boatman, Orange Lake.
Who's your best help?
Well, the most I can depend on, it, most help I have is mostly all women. That's the most I have, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
Women is now more plentiful than men.
And, oh, really?
Yes, sir. You can't get a man now to be plentiful much.
You get him out there hoeing and he won't hoe much.
He ain't gonna work. He may work a day or two. And then he just go work just enough to have you where you think you go see him every day, and then he goes skipping out.
Because he just don't want to work?
That's right. Those men, they ain't going to work too much not riding in this part of the country, not on the phone. Right. Then when they work out there, then they want you to pay them 2 or 3 different prices. That's true.
How much you have to pay them?
Well, they want you to pay them $2 an hour straight.
For what they
according to what kind of work. If it ain't coming down the part that they think, then they want you to pay them 2 and a quarter, 2 and a half.
Well,
That's the truth.
Well, look at that. I need
yes, sir. That's what gets you, you know, when you have to use a man. Till I don't try to worry about using too many men, because I've got to pay him a great big price, and them women go to show up more wet than he is. It's true.
They still work, and they just work 8 hours.
They work 8, 9, 10 sometimes.
Will they?
Yes, sir.
Well, 10-hour day, that's $20 a day,
right? Yes, sir. But if you go to running up, that's true. Right.
And you got to have the money there.
They want that money Friday evening, too, Mr. Miles. And then all during the week, they're going to want some. If you ain't got it, you got to make arrangements for them. Don't they won't come back and help you? That's the way people deal now. That's right. They keep me running. I don't have the money, but I go somewhere and borrow to keep my help going. That's right. Yeah. It ain't time. Ain't no more like it used to be. It really hurts me so bad, you know. Till every evening, some of them want some money, you know. Well, that's a lot of worrying. You know that you got they want to borrow some $5, $10 every day.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's a lot of worrying, you know. Then a lot of times you ain't got that money, you know.
Yeah.
Then you got to run to somebody else to try to get it for them, you know.
That's right.
That's the only thing I love to try to phone, but the people's worrying me so bad about money every day. That's the only thing worrying me so bad.
Just constantly.
That's right. If they would just do it, you know, could just wait, you know, until Friday a lot of time, you know, that would make you feel better, but they put you under strain a lot of time, you know, because you ain't got that money, and you don't know where the other man going to let you have the money, where to keep you worried.
Yeah. And then what they do, they get you to go down to the store for them, or how they manage that?
Well, they're going to want you to do some favors for them. Every day, they're going to want you to take them to the store.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
And then they get a cookie and a soda pop.
That's right. That's all. That's every day. They're going to want you to take them to the store. If any store anywhere close around. They never bring no dinner, some of the most of them. Well, then you got to be back and forth to the store with them.
And then what they eat don't look to me like it helps them.
It ain't. They ain't get nothing but just a soda, a package of peanuts, a package of cookies. Yeah. That's right.
Just something to nibble on.
Right, that's true.
You know, I couldn't work on that. I don't know.
Well, I guess a good meal. I don't do much eating doing up in the day. I probably have a sandwich, you know, along about 10 or 11 o'clock or something like that. And then I'll have a good dinner night.
At night?
Yes, sir.
That's my
biggest time.
Well, now, you used to eat big in the middle of the day.
Yes, sir. That's right. I used to be getting them 3 meals that said breakfast, dinner, and all of that. But the older I get, I guess I'll be worried so much because I'm worried the whole time I'm out there working, you know, trying to get a lot did. And that's still on you, you know.
Well, George, what did you used to do before I come down here? I
was working construction work, Mr. Miles, at them time. And I feel like going back there sometime now. I'd be in better shape.
Yeah. At least it wouldn't cost you anything, would it? You wouldn't have to pay your own money.
I could see money every week.
Yeah.
That's right. So you take like the time is now, well, all right. The work I was doing at them time, well, it's running now. Well, okay, a man can run now. He can run that $100 and some now every week. Well, at that time, I was probably making $20, $25, $30 at the least at that time. Now, things done went up so far now. So you get.
Like that.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true.
Well, now, when I come down here, you wasn't doing much work yourself. You was trying.
Right.
Trying to get a bunch of hands.
That's right. That's true.
To work for anybody.
That's right. Well, I do it now at my. Here, what I do, Mr. Miles. Wet my own crop, get my little crew over there and help to clean it out. Then somebody else be one there. I go over there and clean theirs or not. And I just hit here and yonder with people right on, then come back to myself.
Oh. That's right. So that kind of keeps you in business.
That's what keeps me going on.
Right. As long as they pay you.
That's right. That's true.
As long as they can keep the money coming.
That's right. That's true. If it wasn't for that, I couldn't keep going on, you know.
Who all do you work for like that?
Well, it goes from here. Well, I start with myself, and then I help Freddie. Then I go there and help Mr. Bob Baker. And most anybody else on the got phone with, well, they keep calling me or coming to see me, you know. A lot of time I can't get to them all. But I do, if I can, get around to all of them. I try my best to get them all to help.
They always in a hurry. They want you to get there right away.
Right, that's true. A lot of time we have, I can get some of my crew, you know, the work said to the sun is, well, then I get a chance to reach out and help a lot of people then when I can get them to work on said to the sun.
Well, a lot of your time is just getting your crew together.
Well, it keep you busy. I can tell you that. Well, the more time I do is I try to get my crew, I get them ready overnight. For where they be knowing where they gonna go, you know, and knowing what time I'm gonna run in the morning.
Well, that keeps you working day and night.
Right, that's true.
It keeps you on the road, don't it?
It keeps you pushing. That's right. And if you don't do it, you'll be in bad shape.
Who are some of your good workers, George? I wouldn't know them.
No, you don't know no more of these, because everything I got now is mostly new people. What I mean is, mostly new. They new to you, and at least they've been around a long time, but they stays way on off, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
Not right in here. All of them around Boatman and then Orange Lake.
Do you know old John Turner?
I think I do. I'm mistaken.
He's over there at Citra.
Oh, yeah.
And I let him have this place over here this year to put some peanuts in. And trouble with John, he don't have any equipment. He don't have anything to work with.
Well, that's rough. Yeah, that's rough. That's really rough. When you can't get the gate for the new coach, you got to have equipment to work with.
So, time he got out there to dig them peanuts, see the coffee weeds was
out of sight.
Pretty much out of sight.
I had to turn loose. I had the same thing happen to me. At least I was stretched out too big. And, I was trying to help too many more people. So I had to turn loose about 2 acres of peanuts. I couldn't get them pulled, but I pulled them all but about 2 acres.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. So I thought I did a great big thing, you know, because a lot of people that didn't get you at the pool, no one until the weeds got them. So I had about 12, 14 acres of peanuts. So and I pulled them all but about 2 acres.
And they made pretty good.
They made money. They all of them sold. I didn't have nail crate to sell under $7.
Think of that.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
What did you used to get for them?
All 4.
Yeah.
$3 and $4, $5 at the least. That's right. That used to be, we're running the top price. This is year back. That's right.
Well, peanuts is something they could use.
That's right.
And
but
then peanuts don't spoil.
No, that's right. The only thing it is pulling them is try to get them before they go to falling off in the ground.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
How you pick them, George? Did you pull the lines?
Yes, ma'am. You pull them. Well, you get you a lot of people out there, and they just catch them up and pull them, just pick them off by hand.
In the field.
Yes, ma'am.
You
pick them off, put them in the bag.
And you didn't plow them or bring them in?
No, ma'am. that ought to do well when they fill up the crates, you know, you wash them up and take them on to the shed. Whatever that citrus man bomb like that.
Well, peanuts about as easy to raise, isn't it?
It's an easier crop and a cheaper crop to raise than out of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And you put them out like you, and they're planted like corn?
That's right, yes, sir. Now, that's a really cheap crop to grow because it don't cost you that much, you know, to grow here. The only thing, you just put your time in it, that's the most thing.
You got to raise my cultivating.
Yes, sir, that's right. That's true. And if you get in a field like you get on a pasture, like you have out here, Mr. Miles and Don Beer, and then get that field and tract it up and put peanuts in it, well, you won't have no trouble out of weeds too much.
Yeah.
Just now and again you'll see a weed.
Oh.
But where you see weeds at the most, that's people that ain't never had grass in the field.
And you don't know John Turner. He's out of your.
I'm part of that I don't. But I've heard of him. I keep hearing him.
Well, I don't know whether he's a good farmer or not. I imagine he's pretty good. I imagine he's farmed most of his life.
I'm sure.
But it looks like a man would have a little equipment, don't it?
That's true.
Well,
look like he maybe be planning on renting. Maybe he'd be renting this equipment, do he?
He just had a little bit of it, and I let him use my tractor.
That's right.
And but all I had to work with was a plow and a harrow, and you can't cultivate with a harrow.
No, I agree with that too.
Well, I never saw such cultivating as over here where they planted those peas, but did they get anything out of them? I never saw anybody picking.
He never did pick any. He was supposed to have them. He told me he was going to have them thrash. He was going to save the seeds, but I hadn't been long down here lately to look to see if I had them thrash.
Oh.
Well, we had our one thrash, me and Freddie did. And we saving the seed.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Well, I made a pea crop too, but we didn't make anything on. Well, we made plenty of good peas, but the market was real down, Miss Miles. Best pea crop I ever saw in my life. Peas were just hanging, but the market was nothing. I guess maybe we might have sold about 20 crates.
That's hard to believe in.
That's really it.
As short as it were, vegetables ever.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand that. And we pay such big prices in
that's
the store.
True.
Yeah. If you've got them up, if you've taken them up to the store there, no telling how much they charge you with it.
That's right. That's true. Well, I'd appreciate if you would sort of think about it, if you could. Let me have either haircut you could.
Well, I
excuse me. I know how the situation is. I know, most people have to study and think, or you know, well, they want to let land go or not.
Well, I tell you. The way it's been with me, after it cost me more to get it in shape after they leave than I get out of it. And then you see, if it's pasture, cultivating it, then you see, we'll set it back so far. You cultivate it in the winter, but you had cultivated it for watermelons. You know, summer thing would run it back so far. I just sold out of cows, and because the prices were so high, everything I bought, I called down there to Seminole and said, well, protein out of here, no oats or rye or anything yet. I guess I ought to buy a little protein. I said, what have you got? Well, he said he got about the same thing he had last year. Well, I said, I think about pellets and the other things. And so I said, well, last year I bought a little soybean meal.
Yes.
Well, he says, you'd save a little bit getting cottonseed meal. Well, I was kind of afraid to ask him what I'd saved, but I had to ask him, and so he told me. Well, he says, you can get this cottonseed meal for $10.90. But he says, this soybean meal will cost you $14.10. Well, just last spring, you see, or last season, sack of soybean meal I got was just a little over $5.
Three times as much.
I said so to him. Well, he said, it's down, it's way down from what it was. He said it was up to 25.
I mean, they really got something for you now. Every time you go to buy something, you know. I just close my eyes, you know. when they go to talking, I can't hold my eyes open. It be hurting me so bad. I have to shut them a little bit. Things are really going out of sight. Everything you go to hardly buy now is really out of sight.
Fence post, down there.
Yes, sir. That's right. Man told me, talk with a fella, man, him, Tuesday, a man tell me, he said, where did you pay last year for fertilizer? He said, for watermelon. He said, well, this time, he said, it's going to run you about $3, $2.50, close to $3 a sack more than what it was this last time for watermelon. I told him, I said, I done forgot what it run then. I said, but see, I knew there was two truckloads. Yeah, it was two truckloads he brought and put on for me. And I had to go back and look. But that run way up yonder in the money. It run so high till I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep in a couple of nights, you know, for worrying over it. But it was real high for those two truckloads.
Yeah.
And he told me it's gonna run close to $3 this year, a sight more than that was.
Yeah. You ought to get a sack for that, or
the way it was. The way it used to run, you know, well, you could say, well, cycle for a lot, you used to pay $2 or $1.90. Well, you just take for an answer, when you figure up another price up with that, that's going to be near doubling that, you're close to twice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been buying a cycle foot line. They were coming down to the near, say the top grade of it. Well, I've been paying from $1.70 to $1.80 for it. That's the top grade. That's that close to, say, the number one grade. Well, you figure up from that, now it done run way on up then and higher than that. Well, you say, well, that concludes Mr. Miles. That's running the least of, you know, three times much, you almost. And the man said, he said this Monday, he said he's probably gonna run close to three something by watermelon season, by the time everybody get shaped up for the farming going out. See, that's the way they have you. They get you good like that.
Yeah.
But ain't anything you can do about it. It's just this, the big fish eating up the little one all the time. That's the way it goes.
That's the way it looks like.
Yes, sir. Now you take the man, he ain't out here working. He don't sweat none. He don't know what it is to get his hand dirty. But he's sitting back there killing these little fellas back here all the time. Yes, sir. But you got to take it. There ain't a thing you can do about it. That's true.
Not a thing you can do about it.
No, sir. That's what you call, as I call it, Mr. Miles, I said, that's what you call a arm robbing without a pistol on you. And it is when you look into it. They don't have no gun on you, but when you go to work, buy that stuff, they really be to rob you out your money,
yeah.
And you ain't got nothing for it. That's right.
It's like dealing with the Russians. Might as well deal with the Russians.
Yeah, I don't think it is. And you can look through it, though. It is true that some of them things, you got to deal along with some of them because you can't get it. Ain't no use saying you can go and get it yourself. And you got to go through, Bob. Yes, sir. And you got to have some of it. So they go get some of your money. Yes, sir. They go get some of it.
If you have a good crop and good prices, watermelon is a good thing.
It's really a. Now, that's true, Miss Miles.
But you can lose.
That's right. That's true. But watermelon, that's something you hardly ever lose too much now on for the last few years now, Miss Miles, that you can make some money off of watermelon now practically every year.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
So you'd like to put in, how much would you like to put in?
Well, just as much as I could. I can say at least 15, 20 acres is better. More.
I didn't think you'd put up just that little dam. You'd want 50
acres. Well, I'd like to have all of that kind of land if I could get that kind. Now, I don't think they have time, but I would not appreciate that running up to that
bit. Okay. I'd about forget it. What I thought of was, one of these fellas I knew, they was having trouble this last year getting the trucks in. I don't know what the holdup was, but they had melons and the trucks weren't coming. And they tried to get the word around, and you know what they did? They went down here to Ocala. I don't know where the place would be, at one of those truck stops.
That's right.
And just put up a sign there where them fellas went in there to drink coffee.
Right.
Tell them where they could find melons, and this fellow said they'd come out there the next day.
That's right.
He had so many trucks out there, he didn't know what to do.
All you do is, all you can do is just scatter your name where you got watermelons at, and you just go to calling up, tell people at these stations or where these truck stops at. You'll see so many trucks out there, you get shamed.
Well, why won't it work on squash and eggplant?
I don't know so why, but it won't do it. Watermelon, the only thing, toaster belt for trucks. Now, it's really watermelon, toaster belt for trucks.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
I
don't know just why that watermelon tote the belt. People will go all kind of ways in all kind of places to try to find watermelon, but they won't do it for other vegetables. That's right.
They want to get them at the packing sheds?
They want to get them. What I say about it, watermelon, they make more money off of watermelon than they do off of anything else. See, them trucks be going all directions. And they be going way north and everywhere. Well, those watermelons sell pretty good up there.
Yeah,
a fella told me, he said, watermelon that size up well enough the country sell for $3-4. And that's some money.
That's
awful. Yes, sir. See, and you just riding here, you ain't gonna get no more than 15 or 20 cents. People don't want to even give you that for it.
Yeah.
Right.
They want 6 or 8 or 10 for a dollar.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That enough to last them all season.
Oh, yeah. They ain't gonna buy many neither. Not around here.
No.
But those trucks are really bomb. You just scatter your name out.
You know what? If a fella had you to do the farming for him, you see, do the outdoor work. You know Rob Wood, when he worked down there at Wind
place. Yes, sir.
They called him the outdoor man.
Well, that's right. That's true.
Well,
that's
never done any work, but he kept it going.
That's right. That's true.
And he could do it. Well, you can do that's what you do.
Yes, sir.
You don't get on the plow yourself.
Yeah, I do too.
Not much.
Every chance I can get, I'm on there.
You'd rather be on it than on that wagon running around, isn't
it? That's true. Yes, sir. Now, see, I take care of my own, most of my mine. I do all my plant, all my taking care of my own.
You do?
Yes, sir. Right. I get up there and run that ride, that tractor, just till I can get through. Hardly ever I can get somebody else to give me a helping hand. That's right. Just might as well.
I didn't know you had time to do it.
I wouldn't keep a crop, and not only that, I'd get that mule. I'd be well behind that mule too.
You got a mule?
Yeah, getting good. Yeah, me and Freddie got one up there. I get him walk behind him, sure, man. I'm the only one to be walking behind him. He don't walk behind him. That's right.
You like the farm, don't you, George?
I do. I'm crazy about it, you know. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's me not trying to file it down, Miss Mom. His heart wet now. You can believe that. There'll be a many times that you don't feel like you ain't able to eat your supper, you know. You have to let the cat get it because you ain't able.
Well, that's just because you're sort of harassed all the time.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Miles, the way it is with me, I was practically raised up all the time on farm work, and I do love to see stuff grow. I love to see stuff grow now.
Yeah.
And I can't get from it. I try my best to get from it, but some just be pushing them all the time. Try farming again. Try it again. You had bad luck this year. Well, try it again for the next crop.
Do you like to play them machines in the jukeplaces?
I don't care nothing about them because that's taking your money. I have enough thing to take your money besides that. The people be getting my money out there working, so I ain't got
it. Well, some people think it's cheaper to play them jukes than it is to farm.
Well, it may be. If you want to look into it, I guess it can't feel right with it all right now. But if you have a little luck of stream through it, you know, well, you do pretty good for yourself.
Yeah, and you never get that luck. You're
not
making the jokes, do you?
No, ain't going to be no luck. It's all going and nothing coming back. I hit it good, though. Remember these eggplants I hide out here over there on lower in them place, right?
Yeah.
Right there? Oh, I hit luck good there, you know. I got away right fast right there. Eggplants so good, you know, that fall.
Yeah,
I hit it good.
What'd you get?
Eggplant was running then $5, $6, $7 a crate.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. I got away right fast, you know.
And they fill up a crate pretty fast.
Yes, ma'am. See, it don't take over about 17, 18, maybe sometimes 24 eggplants to a crate. That's the least. So you ain't gonna hardly ever you find one a crate run over 24 to a crate. Well, then you do it.
My goodness, I didn't realize that.
Well, that's true. You count them down. Hardly ever you find a crate run over 24 to a crate.
And you get and you got about $5 a crate.
$5, $6, $7. I had to make plants that run Miss Miles run the $7.50 a crate.
George.
Yes, ma'am.
You really hit it like
yes, that. Yes, ma'am. You be on the lucky part.
And
know.
It doesn't cost too much to pick up.
No, it don't cost too much. Yes, right. It don't cost much, you know, then, because they turn out fast.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you can do get a lot. Even I think I could fill a crate or two.
Yes, ma'am. It don't take you long to do that.
But you don't hit it often.
No, ma'am. Eggplant don't sell good every year, you know, good.
Uh-huh.
Well, you sell about every 2 or 3 years. It'll be a good sale on the eggplant, but you don't do that every year.
Well, now, do you have some down here now, you and Fred?
Freddie got some eggplants, but all mine got disease in mine, but Freddie got some.
He said he didn't know whether he's even going to pick them because they price was so low.
Yes, ma'am. See, he hadn't sprung that good luck no more since there really been 2 years, going on 2 years now since he. But he really got away that time when I had them age class over there. Now, he really made money. You're talking about money. He had a lot of them, but I didn't have but a little place. But he really made money over there that time. Because he had a lot of egg plants. I just had a small place. But I really made money myself.
Who was that, John?
That was Freddie.
He made money that time?
Yes, man. He sure did. He made a lot of them.
Well, you get $7.50 a crate.
That's right.
For 20 egg plants.
That's right.
That's no wonder we pay that much in the store. I can understand that.
Yes, but he really did. He really made. Oh, but he'll tell everybody else now he didn't make no money. But I know because we was picking. I just had nothing but my time. I didn't have no time to go nowhere else but just to him and myself. And we was picking Ben. It said Ben running close to 1,000 boxes a run of a day with the crew that I had. Well, you know that he was doing good.
1,000?
Yes, man, we picking like that. And he made money. He had eggplants. He was selling them. At least they were running where you take, say, $5, $6, and $7 and $7 and something, where you could see just how much money that going on. But he will tell you right now he didn't make no money, but if he didn't make money, I hope he'll not able to get out this chair. And he got it to yet too. He got it. Because he got away. Because he had at least about 20, close to 20 acres of eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more. So I just only had that little old cut in there, and I think of about close to about 3.5 acres. And I know I did very good. But these crops have done got it back now. That's true. But eggplants are crop hit. Don't sell, but about once every 3 or 4 years, you hit a good luck stream. Now, he ain't going to make no big thing, but he going to come out way y'all know he at this time.
On eggplant?
Yes.
You got eggplant now?
I ain't got any. He got some. I ain't got any. Mine got, I had that disease in him.
Oh, that's
got,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But see, he have that little cut, that field up the railroad there and right there in front of his house. So I imagine that's close to... Just say rough estimation. I guess he got about pretty close to about 16, 17 acres and all of eggplants.
That's a lot of it. You know, the thing I never realized was how long all these things produce. If you can just keep picking, you see.
That's right.
They'll just keep on bearing, just on and on and on, won't they?
That's right. Until the cold comes, it'll get you. If the market just stay up, you're in good shape right on. Well, you can make money, Mr. Miles, I tell you this, you can make money on eggplants. If eggplants don't even sell no more than for $2.50 a crate, well, you can still get away then good. Because
oh, really?
There's one thing about eggplants just turns out fast. At least it don't take many for a crate.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will tell you, say, well, I ain't making no money, and then eggplants be selling 2.5, but they'll tell you they ain't making any. But eggplants turns out fast, and it makes a lot, you get a lot of advantage of the crates.
Yeah.
And it ain't no great big thing, expenses, the most you expenses is you look here, well, you take where you pick about, have about 4 or 5 hands, and you run about 300 or 400 crates. Well, say for $1.50, I mean, say 2.5. Well, you're still in good shape.
How many pickings do you usually get on eggplant?
Well, just like it running now, Mr. Miles, well, see, well, we're late with having coal, and said like it's like the time used to be. Well, you can say, well, you're going to pick, the weather don't get bad on you. Well, I done already done picked at the least about six, seven time already, close to what I done picked already for him.
Yeah.
And he still, if don't be no more cold now in the next few weeks, well, he good for now for 4 or 5 more good pickers.
Well, the price will stop you before the weather does.
Right. That's a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Yes, sir. That's right. But if you can, you try to get them out as early as you can. A lot of time, that's where you hit your money at, if you can put them out early and get started early.
Yeah.
A lot of time you miss it between that too. You be in some time too early, then you're stuck again. That's right.
What's the earliest you can put in your fall eggplant?
Well, we try our best to try to get them out as long as July.
And then how long does it take before they come in?
Well, you said good from, you said good about 2.5 months. Then you'll be picking good.
Yeah.
That's right.
When do you start picking?
Well, July, August. Well, you ought to be picking good somewhere along about the middle of September. Somewhere along in there.
Middle of September.
That's right. If you can get out that time, if you get out as long as July.
July,
yes.
August, 2 months.
That's right.
You said
about two months, about 2.5 months. That's right, yes.
And eggplants easy to handle. You don't scar them up.
Well, you can. They're not easy to scar up as anything else.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
And you like to work in eggplants.
I like any part of the foam part.
You like squash too?
Yes, sir.
Okra.
Well, the thing I like okra, but trouble of it, you can't help. Your healthy one don't like the okra.
They don't like to get them.
Yes, sir. They don't like them. They say that eats, that bites.
Yeah.
Well, it is a rough crop, but that's a crop sale. You can make money on it if you have enough of it too.
Now, squash is not as hard on the ground land as eggplant is.
Well, Mr. Miles, I hear a lot of people say it, but I can't see where neither one of it is hard on land.
And they're not as hard on the land as the okra.
That's right. That's the only crop I see is the hardest thing on land is okra.
What's it do to it?
Well, they said it takes something out the land. So you should put some building up to it. They said it'd be taking the temper of power out your land.
Yeah.
That's what I hear people say.
Yeah.
But I can't see it still because I have tried it. I have planted okra. And then I'll turn right around and plant some right behind it, and it grow and stuff grow good right behind okra.
Yeah.
That's right. But a lot of people tell me they do something to it now, but I can't see it myself.
That's what I heard. I heard.
Now, I heard all of that. People, you know, they have so many things, but I just, if I can make one crop and the crop do all right, I just turn right around. If I got enough space, I just go back and plant something right back there.
Yeah.
Well, I tried my best to think of it. I try to fertilize my land good anyway that if I'm going to plant something and have something growing, well, I try to keep it fertilized pretty good anyway. That's the main thing for the reason a lot of people don't make anything that they... little bit stain on the fertilizer.
Well, you've been at it enough. You don't cut out on fertilizer.
No, sir, I ain't gonna cut out on the fertilizer because I know stuff ain't gonna do no moving if you don't keep stuff to it.
first farming I did down here was up in the north part of the county, and they were some old crackers and good farmers.
Yes, sir.
And the one thing they wouldn't do is fertilize. And I got in bad.
That's true.
Because I fertilized. I put in a little corn up there, and I said, now you can just put in the side dressing or what do you call it?
That's right.
And then you we just go in on shares on it.
That's right.
And you know what? They didn't appreciate that call.
Well, you can tell this for yourself, Mr. Miles, and you can watch here. You can be farming right over on this side, and I can be farming right on the next side. Well, you can tell the difference of your crop if you fertilize it up well, and I don't fertilize in mine. But you watch to see how mine look over there. I ain't fertilized on, and you look on your one. You see, it's the difference, just day, difference in day as night. That's right.
Yeah. They used to put these little cows out in the woods, you know. I think just about stopped that now, haven't they?
Yes, sir.
They don't try anything now if they don't have a little feed.
No, that's true. That's true.
They got grass, they fertilize it?
Yes, sir. They do all that now.
Freddie started fertilizing over on his place there.
That's true. He used to didn't do it now either.
And what they figured was, they just let the animals make a living, what living they could. And whatever they made out of it, they might not make much.
Right.
But what they made was clear profit.
That's true.
And they never handled them.
That's true.
That's right. Didn't worm them or nothing.
No, that's right. Just let them go right ahead on.
Yes, go right ahead.
But now everybody, now you see now, they're trying to do something about it now.
Where'd Elsie
learn
to be a mechanic?
Well, he been in and out, helping people around. Yes, sir.
Well, he's making pretty good hand over there at that service station, isn't he?
He was, but the trouble is, Mr. Miles, he can't get him to stay one place. He wasn't these other people's ears. Everywhere he one of these fellas that if you see where he can make a quarter, dime more, well, he won't homestead nowhere. He'd go there. That's the only thing that I hate of him, you know. I guess he may be right in his way or right enough, but I can't see it.
Ain't he over there now?
He on some kind of job driving his truck or doing something now, so I learned. He runs behind that more money, I guess. That's the only thing he tell me.
He not gonna make anything for driving a truck.
Well, they claim he claimed that he's making $6 and something an hour. Well, that's top price. I tell him I wish I could even see near half of that kind of money.
Yeah.
That's true.
$6 an hour, it'd be fine if
you
just hold up.
That's right. That's what I try to tell them all about it, but you really can't sense this young crew into it, you know. But I think so, anywhere close home, where you can even walk, if you can even just walk to the job, ain't no more than a mile or so, well, if you're making $2, $2 something an hour. You better to take that there in your home. You ain't got this traffic out there to be worried about.
Yeah.
Your life stands in more better because you ain't got but a short distance to go.
That's right.
But you take, this is for true, Mr. Miles, the most people, if you got a good job, if you got them job making that kind of money, well, you're going to have to drive 25 or 30 or 40 miles.
Yeah.
Well, every day you're looking at this, well, you don't know when your life's going to give out or somebody's going to take your life out there. You don't know when somebody's going to run into you. Now, really, that's what made me quit, made me stop it from going, running up and down the road so far for jobs. I can get a job out there. I can make that old $125, $130. Well, I'm taking my life as, I don't know when somebody's going to run into me or kill me out there. Well, I'm right here home. I may make $25 this week, may don't make that. Maybe a heap of weeks I ain't gonna make nothing. But I'm more sure of my life right here in this little short distance than it is from here to Gayville and Ocala.
Well, a fella can play a chance in just so long, can't he?
Well, that's true, he can. But it is this. You got a heap of people you gonna meet from here to Gayville and Ocala now.
Sure.
That traffic, it gets heavy, you know, although don't none of us look at it. All we looking at just money, you know. Well, we got that good job.
Yeah.
But you meet a heap of people. You don't know when that car coming off the other side of that road wheel over there and say, well, I'm on this full lane. That car way over yonder, but you don't know when that car gonna get away from and come way over here and get you, though, and you meeting them over yonder.
Well,
I'm scared. I ain't gonna tell no joke. I'm just scared of them cars and trucks as I can be, and I'm scared from the time you see me get in it. If I'm out there on that highway, I'm scared the whole time to where I'm going until I get back.
Well, now you talking like me, George. You know I've been so scared.
I'm just honest with it. I'm scared. I'm scared. I mean, just this little distance from here home, because I see so many of them. Ooh, just it ain't slowing down. I'm scared.
Yeah. And you you don't know what's gonna
That's
happen.
Right. But I do stand a little bit better this little short distance.
On the dirt here.
And I do out there.
Whatever happened to Patterson? Talking about something happening to you.
Oh, you mean when Zion the Buck? I don't know. He's the luckiest man I ever see in my life.
He must be. He must have a charm with him.
I'm scared every time I come around these roads. I'm scared that he ain't slowed down that old car. No,
that
car.
He don't get out of the road either.
No, sir. I was glad he got away that bus, got that bus away from him. I was so glad I didn't know what to do, because I was scared every day. That's one reason I quit my foreman part around here. See, I had all that place over there, I'm going to trash it.
My God.
Fred, you
He kept me over in the ditch and out of the ditch.
Well, I stopped and went to the ditch when I seen him coming.
I said, Lord, I'm amazing. I have a truck with my hand. I have 7-8 people on the truck, you know. If I could see him coming, I just pull on over and stop and wait on him. But I'd be scared every corner, every turn. I'd be scared.
No,
that's where I'd be scared that he's gonna get all of us, you know. Say, Lord, let me try to find me a place where I can see we all the way on where I'm not cropped here. Oh, Lord.
Oh, he is lucky fellow.
Yes,
I don't know what the speed limit is, but what speed he went, but I know when he hit them rough places, the road would go
before. Oh, yeah.
That's like that. You know, he didn't have time.
Ooh, he didn't have no time. Lord. I'm not jealous of nobody's job, but I sure wanted him to, I wanted them to take him off. No, did anybody in my life. I know I didn't want the job. Ain't no way in the world I need a job like that. But I sure wanted him to get away. I didn't talk nothing on him to try to get him off, but I know that something was going to happen one day. He was going to have to come off. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just glad nobody got hurt.
That's the main thing, yes.
Well, I tell you, he must have been a pretty good driver, George.
Well, he was a pretty good driver for these rules. Yeah, I really didn't get in trouble all right enough a lot of times.
Of course, he didn't get off the road.
That was one thing about it. He put you off the road, though. That was one thing for sure.
You remember down there in front of his house, Charlie James's house?
Yes.
Now, before his old house burned over there, his mama's house, he'd get off the road.
That's right.
But then he got so he wouldn't bother about pulling his truck out off the road.
That's right.
He'd stop it right there in front of the house.
That's true.
You remember that?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, to start with, he'd sort of get off a little bit on the side of the house.
Right.
But you notice there, as he went along,
got a little bit further over in the road.
Got further in the road.
Well, I did talk to him about that now. That's the only thing that I talked with him about, because I had to go both ways over there. I was farming over there. So I told him, I said, well, you could. I talked with him good about that. Then I went up town and talked with him about it, too. Because a lot of them time I had to got way over in that ditch. So they did come out there and give him a good blessed night about it. So he went to then back in that bus up. That's the only thing that I ever said anything to him about.
Yeah.
But that really worried me good to know that he had the whole roadblock created there.
I had
to go that way, and I had to go to Macon over to get crates and things that way too, you know. And that was making me stay in trouble getting down in that ditch in there.
You'd be loaded.
Yes, right. Yes. And I tried my best to get out to the highway as quick as I could when my truck would be loaded to know where that was closer to me, to keep from riding this full rough with it.
Well, now, George, is that the way people used to drive when you was
no.
a young fella?
No, it's the people that drive that like they do now.
Well, some of them was pretty there.
Although we had some, you know, was on that bad side too, but not near like these people do now, Mr. Miles.
Oh, no.
No, sir.
Oh, that's right.
I just don't know what's wrong with people now, you know. It look like everything now wants to be in too big a rush. And they ain't going no place. I take people's... Now, they run by me, Mr. Miles, doing 90 miles an hour. And before they get from here to the lane out there, that is turning off. Just get by you and then turn off anyhow. Now, you know it don't make no kind of sense of it.
No.
That worries me to see people do like that, too, you know. I just shake my head when they do that. I say, now, you ain't in that big a hurry.
Well, look what it does to their tires. Well, their tires ain't going to hold up any better than yours.
That's right.
You can't.
I'm so glad that they cut the speed on them out there now. I don't know what in the world to do. I wish they'd cut it down again. I say that all the time now. Now, they got it down. Well, they say about it burns more gas. Well, it do burn more gas the faster you drive one. Well, I wish they just keep cutting the speed limit on back down till they get it back down to about 40 miles an hour, and I wish they'd hold it like that.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be so many people getting killed. If they would cut it on back down there, Mr. Miles, you wouldn't hear tell us so much, you know.
You know, 50 is pretty fast, George.
That's what I know. That's what I said. If it would cut it back down to 40 miles an hour, it'd be that much better.
How fast did you drive when they used to have, when they had this, old, when this, well, I'm trying to think of the first paved roads come through here. How fast would you drive?
I'm going to tell you, Mr. Miles, I never drove faster than I ever drove in my life. I drove about 80 miles an hour, and that's faster than I've ever drove in my life. Because I figured this: if a tire blew out, I've always figured that all the time that you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And which is why I have been in trouble driving up the 70 miles an hour with a carbon. Right. And the tire blew out on me. That scared me to death. I had a car run over, just went from one side to the road to the other. I was just standing up on it, trying to hold it. And I just left the seat with all my power, and that thing would just go across the road, and I was just the wet with just like somebody done pulled water on me. I sweated just that fast, you know, trying to hold that. That was the first child I had. My wife had. I went to get the midwife one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had old Buick, and I was driving that old Buick about 70-75, and I had done got the midwife, and we were coming back, and I was just gunning to try to get back. Scared to death too. Scared, you know, that something gonna be done hell bad home before I get back. And that tire blew out on that old Buick, done. But I done got right there on this side of Magnetic. I went out to Flemington and got the midwife for coming back. And that tire blew out. And me in that car, and she was hollering, "Lord, hold it, hold it." And I'm just doing all I could to hold that thing. Lord, I mean, that scared me to death. And I bet it taken me an hour to change that tire. But just that nervous and just that shaking. And she was scared too.
Things were going on at home all that time.
Same going on home, and here things going on with me. I'm more dangerous out there than in the wife is home, because I'm. And she was in better shape than I was. I feel like anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
And then things didn't happen until about, that was about 3 o'clock that morning, and things didn't happen until about 4 that evening. And, that's right. So she was in better shape than I was, you know.
What midwife did you get out there, John?
She was a William at the time was, but
yeah.
She lived a long time, but she died several years. I'm sure you don't know.
You didn't get in time for old Frances Presley.
I knew her too.
You did you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir. She I think she waited on about two children. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What shape was she in then?
Well, she was in pretty fair shape. Although I lost one child on the count of her. That's because that I had to take the kid to the doctor. Well, the child lived about 2 months, so the doctor said that she cut the child's navel string too short. Yes, sir. I was living then right over here across the highway then over there.
Is the house still there?
No, it's the old house still, but it's tore down now.
Tore down?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why they have to tear down all these houses. Of course, that old house, that was a pretty good house. When I came down here, James was living in. Don't
yes,
you know
sir.
Ed Byrne?
That's right.
From one of them little kerosene heaters.
That's right. That's true. That's what happened to my house. That's when when I got burned out, the same thing. One of these kerosene heaters got me.
Oh, is that what got you?
That's what got me.
I didn't realize that, George.
Yes, ma'am. That's what got me. Well, the heater had been really doing fine. We never had no trouble at the heater. And, we just had come in from the orange grove. Well, we was cold. So I was back there building a fine, I had a wood heater too at the time. Excuse me. So I was building a fine heater in the front room. So well, Martha had went and lit the heater in the bedroom. So I had the fire going in the heater in the front room and the wood heater. And we heard who had something, said boom, and so she run back there. She said, "Oh, George, this heat is gonna explode." And I run in there, and I grabbed a hold to it. I did make it in there, but it was throwing fire everywhere over me. Well, I caught a fire too, so I did throw it out the door. And I couldn't come back in. It hadn't been hemmed up, but because I had a back side of the house. Well, I couldn't come back in, and Bob had been using, having the had paper all on the walls of the house, you know. And they've been using these here pasteboard boxes and all, you know, but had it all tacked up on the wall and all that. Well, that stuff started everywhere, that by it exploding, and it just started everywhere. And before I could, as I throwed it out, well, I got burnt bad, very bad, and I couldn't come back in because it was just jumping everywhere. And before I could get back, I couldn't get back to save nothing. And it just grew, I thought it was going to kill me. Because it really knocked me out for about a minute or two. But I did throw it out. But I didn't think fast enough. Mr. Miles, there's one thing for sure that can't nobody hardly think fast enough when one of those things explodes. But if I could have thought fast enough.
Throw something on it?
Yes, I could have got something and threw enough on it to hold it down, you know, and
yeah.
We could have fired the fire fast enough.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think fast enough.
And you wouldn't have nothing to, might not have had anything you could reach.
I didn't too much, but I could have got grabbed something off the other beds in the other rooms, you know, and throwed over something.
I wouldn't have thought that.
But you really can't think fast enough. It scares you to death when something happens. All your thoughts, you ain't got time to think of anything but try to do the best that you call yourself can.
No.
Just get rid of it.
That's what you try, yes.
I've been in that situation. I look back at it. I can think of all sorts of things I could have done.
Right, that's true. That's true.
And you didn't say nothing.
Didn't say a thing no more with a hat on our back. And it was so fast that you couldn't just know that it's happening. That's right.
All that stuff you had tacked up on the wall.
That made it burn that much faster.
Just kindling.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, I thought about that. I got this old shed out here. You know that old shed out here? It's all old stuff. They used to have a barn down there on the side on that slope. I figured, nobody told me that, but I figured they probably Ms. Boyles and them, when they got here, they probably just took that old barn down and rebuilt it up here for, the car and storage.
Yeah.
And used the same stuff. Because it's all old stuff.
That's
even the tin on it.
But
you know that tin has held?
I know. All of that old stuff will really hold out a long time. Yes, sir.
You just help it a little bit and
back
down and all.
That's all it needs, just a little help.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess I better go back and do some work. I'm trying to do a little work around the house, too. I've got the washing machine. I'm sort of washing, get them a relief. I just keep myself on the busy side a little bit. I wash about every other week, you know, give them all a little help and hand, show them I ain't forgot about doing it.
Yeah.
Stay at prices.
Well, that really happened in a hurry, that fire up there.
It sure did, now, that's true.
And it come that same little old heater
that
James had.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, Miss Betsy.
I don't care nothing about them, about the heater too much no more either. So keep me scared of them.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, sir.
That's Courtney's answer. Miss Betsy had one of them.
Right. Yes,
and I took her down, all these little gas stoves, and it seemed like anything I took down there wouldn't work sooner.
That's right.
And she still had that thing.
Yes, sir.
First time I took her down to something, I said, now, Miss Bessie, you sew this darn kerosene heater away.
Right, that's true.
Well, you know what she did. She just looked at me and laughed.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I know. That's right. Yes,
sir. She didn't have any intention of throwing
it away. No, it wasn't going to throw them away. That's the truth.